Welcome to the Live Your Spa Life Show. Spa Life is where accomplishment and harmony coexist. Now, here's your host and Spa Life curator, Diane Halfman.
Hello, and welcome to the next episode of the Live Your Spa Life Show. Spa Life is a lifestyle that accepts that accomplishment and harmony coexist. The spa and spa life, the SPA, is for seek power always, that internal power where you are guided by the Lord to do your work here in the world. I am so humbled and thrilled to have on the show here, Jessie Saboder, who was supposed to be the queen mother of darkness, who handed over the system to the Antichrist in April of 2020. That did not happen because Jessie is a warrior for the Lord Jesus Christ and has stood in her faith boldly face to face with Satan on the battlefield from age 3 to present day. She's also the author of His Kingdom Comes in Power, The Battle. Have it right here. We'll show you guys how to get that. And Jessie fights for victims of trauma to restore their quality of life. We're going to do a little bit different here in our episodes because we're going to do a two-part series because, you know, there is a whole tribe of people that support in illuminating the darkness, which is a website you can go to. We're going to be featuring Jessie here in this first episode, and then we're going to talk to Miriam as well and feature her, but they're both going to be talking in here. We get the benefit of them all being here. So I want to just welcome both of you ladies of the Lord to the show.
Thank you for having us.
Boy, I just thought it was the most amazing thing to come across what you're doing. I have such a heart for helping and in rescuing the children, to making awareness of the things that are happening. Jessie, I'd love for you to share a little bit about your background and just your journey that brought you here.
Yeah, started off, I was born into what we call the system or the dark Luciferian swamp web and came out of bloodline families. As you said in my bio, I was chosen for a very high position in that system. I began training. Well, actually, I'll go before training. It was actually a year and a half before I began my training that the Lord caused a series of events to happen where it opened the door for my family to be going to church. So I actually came to the Lord a year and a half before we moved in with our family members who were involved with this system. And so my training in that system began at age 4 and a half and then continued through age 10. By the end of age 10, I was fully trained to step into that position and, you know, had end time things that they had set aside for me to do in my adult years. But the Lord kind of threw a crutch in their plans. And one day we actually were at a family funeral. And the Lord just clearly spoke to me as I was leaving the funeral and said, I've released you. And with that release that he spoke over me, they lost their ability, their authority, their power over me. And the Lord then began to work in my life to make my ministry and my life so that those who were in the darkness, I was working to bring them out. So, you know, some of that began as I went through seminary school to be a chaplain, and I began to work with veterans, and I specialized in level 1 mental health, PTSD, high security levels with the veterans. So I really got an in-depth look at that struggle with the spiritual oppression that veterans were going through, and that kind of opened the door also for me working with survivors and victims of trauma, you know, not just satanic ritualistic abuse, but trafficking, sexual trauma. So, you know, that's been the base of my ministry for the past 10 years. And then the Lord called me out of working in the hospital system, the ICUs, the hospices, and Marion had actually come alongside of me. We had connected and met, and it was through many, many hours and quite a few years of prayer that then the Lord started molding our ministry and to illuminate the darkness. And that's kind of where we're at now. And he opened all the doors. You know, he brought people into our lives who needed the knowledge. For me, it was, you know, some of that was contacts with individuals who worked with the military or ICE or other groups in the government that, you know, they didn't know how this system, the Luciferian system, worked. They didn't know how to go and find and locate the kids that nobody knew about because they had no birth certificate or death certificates. There was no way to track those children. So those were some of the things that we started to work with them on and did basically helping to teach them how to know how to figure those things out.
Right. Well, and Jesse, you several times in your life tried to go to authorities, whether it was teachers or law enforcement, to alert them to these things that you were being exposed to growing up. And either they didn't believe you or they'd shut you down or there would just be ways that it wouldn't happen. Why do you think now that people are starting to listen more and we're hearing more than ever about human trafficking, we're hearing, you know, now about Satanism and mind control and all of these kind of things. And people are, there's like almost a curiosity, but also people don't want to believe that there's that much evil in the world. And a lot of times those conversations turn around to where people say, well, that's just a conspiracy theory. So how do you address that to have people take it seriously that this is actually happening in the world?
Yeah, I started just simply by sharing the facts that, you know, I was one of those children that had this experience. And, you know, I could name places, I could name locations, I could name people who were involved. And, you know, I really brought that problem before our individuals in our government and said, hey, I was one of those voices that's been silenced. You know, there is a huge problem, and I'm not the only child who's experiencing this. And abuse happened within the school systems. It happened within my community churches. It happened with, you know, in military bases. So it was so vast. It included whole communities were involved in covering up the abuse that was happening within them. And so, you know, I talked about that, you know, I had tried to tell from the time I was age 5, you know, I went to my school teachers, I went to my pastors, and you'd think of all people that, you know, the church, they believe in the devil, they believe he's real. But, you know, when it came to trying to talk about that, to say, hey, my family's in the occult or my family kills babies, immediate shutdown. They, you know, there wasn't even a, are you okay? Are you safe? What more can you tell me? There was none of that. It was immediate shutdown. And they would say to me, stop lying, You know, get real, tell the truth. And for children, you're risking your life. Like that's what this system holds against you. You know, is that if you try to tell, if you break the silence, they'll kill you, they'll kill your loved ones. So you're already risking it all to just come forward and try to tell one person.
Right.
So I made a vow as a kid that I wouldn't stop trying to tell, that I would continue. And, you know, I pushed until someone finally listened. And, you know, I do believe that that individual got my story on the desk of people high up in our government. And it took asking them, you know, hey, like, are you willing to invest? Are you willing to risk your lives to make this world what it should be for each child? You know, it's like you can't guarantee the safety of your own children. That's how evil and deceptive the system is. And are you only going to care about your children, or do you really care about all the children in the world? And are you willing to do whatever it takes to make this a better world for them? Mm-hmm. And if so, then we have to really address the elephants in the rooms and not be afraid to do whatever it takes to make a difference. Right. And, you know, there are good men and good women, and they were willing to step up and to put their whole hearts into the fight, saying, we do want to make that difference, and we do want to invest in the children of our world.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, and you've also shared that some people don't even realize how they may be touched by Satanism or know someone who's involved in it and how prevalent it actually is. And that, you know, there's about 5% of the population that actually want to serve Satan and are voluntarily part of it. But a whopping 95% don't want to. You know, they've been coerced, there's been programming, there's been threats, there's been all these things that they don't want to be in it. So Jesse, what are some of the things that you're doing to help get people out of the system?
Yeah, we have several different programs. At one level, we do work with teams that work within the government or are somehow connected to that. So we help, you know, we've worked with those teams to train them how to locate, how to do demographics to find out where is the occultic system operating in each community. So we've gone that far in depth. And from there, you know, they are sending in boots or teams, we call them boots on the ground, to go and rescue the kids and to make arrests. You know, there's also the whole legal side. I haven't directly been involved with that, but have given, you know, testimony on certain individuals. There's been, you know, advocates that we've worked with, people who are fighting because, you know, we do have organizations like CPS and DHS and other government programs that are involved in this Luciferian system and heavily involved in trafficking the children, kidnapping and trafficking, we'll add that. So we've really worked to create this network of putting the information out there. When people go to our site, Illuminate the Darkness, Marian's worked hard to make sure that, you know, they see all the vast network of all the aspects of the work that we do. So they'll see the stuff on there for the, you know, the advocacy against trafficking. And that's not just in our country. We have Illuminate the Netherlands. We also have Illuminate South Africa. And we've been working with individuals in that country to do the same things that we're doing here in the US to end child trafficking. And then we also have our ministry to veterans, and that's a little different. We have our team member, Jody LaDolce, that works with Al Meadows, who does Operation Gift Card. So we do more of support and fundraising to be able to financially meet the needs that veterans have. Al works directly with wounded vets at Walter Reed. So it started where, you know, he would bring gift cards to those veterans to help them during their time when they're at the hospital and to help their families. We added to that ministry, besides financially helping, we had a whole bunch of lovely women. We don't have any men yet. So if there's men out there who want to get involved, we would love that. But we had a whole bunch who knit and crochet. And I said, hey, what if we all just knit and crocheted squares and we made them into Afghans and we hand those out to the wounded vets as well? And, you know, we've got little dog tags that go with them. And we also started handing out heat packs as well. You know, when you're wounded and can put a heat pack on or an ice pack, there's nothing more comforting than that. So, you know, our goal is that if a veteran has a major need, they've already given so much to our country. They shouldn't have to beg or be on the street to try to get their needs met. We want to make sure that they have their needs met and feel it's our responsibility as citizens to take care of those who have served to protect us and our country.
Right. Right. Well, as a, you know, retired police officer myself, I mean, there's so many things that you see on the street and just the post-traumatic stress that can happen with that. You know, I know part of your heart with the military is that the connection here is that the military's utilized a lot for some of this satanic type things. They get experimented on. So the level of PTSD for them is a much higher level. So can you speak a little bit to that? Because I know that a lot of people who get into the military, they're not necessarily signing up for that. And, you know, they end up on this path that they didn't really want to go. So maybe speak into a little bit about the programming.
Yeah. Well, with that, yeah, there are experiments that our government, through the Patriot Act of 1947, it gives them the ability to experiment on anybody who is within that military system without their direct permission. Like, so the moment you sign that you're going to serve in the military, you've given your signature that you're okay with anything they choose to do to you. You belong to our government. So we're working with advocates and legislatures and lobbyists. We've been approaching senators, and we've been working with congressional runner Joe Collins to try to get that Patriot Act and other acts that allow those things to happen to people in our law enforcement and military, to get those acts repealed. So, you know, this May I'll be going to a conference and I'll be speaking with individuals there, hopefully to create more of that awareness and to really push individuals who have the ability to vote on laws and things to make those legislative changes that need to be made. So with that, there is this whole realm in our government that, in military, that directly does connect to the Luciferian system I was raised in. And, you know, we had individuals like Michael Aquino, who oversaw the defense systems, oversaw a lot of the PSYOP operations and training, the, you know, building of weaponry. And we're talking not just in the US, but internationally. We also had our CIA director, John Brennan, who also was involved in these things. And, you know, I did partake in some of those experiments as a child out of the military base in Chicago, Illinois, and other military bases. And, you know, was privy to some of those government officials, even to the highest level. My experience goes back with, you know, Ronald Reagan, who was there. He was aware they were using children as weapons and were not only using them as weapons in military operations, but were selling them to other countries as weapons. So they do the same thing with some of the adults in our military, some of the special individuals who are trained in black ops or special PSYOP units. And the other thing that they do is they hide those experiments and projects. I've brought out that Aquino hid all of that information under a project called Project Transformation. What it is it's literally a headquarters that gets the actual documented paper of the entire experiments or projects that are happening. So it's a library of all the experiments and projects. But unlike what's normally supposed to happen is the government has to be held accountable for all these experiments and projects, and they would do releases on the CIA vaults or the FBI vaults. And after a certain time period, a classified experiment or project has to be released. Mm-hmm. And at that point, the public can write in and request a copy of that, and they're sent a copy. Well, what those departments have are redacted copies. The public never gets the full release. They hide the fact that children or our own military people are being involved in some of these experiments. They hide details. Who has the complete unredacted copies? It's Project Transformation, located in San Francisco, California. But the public cannot request those documents because it's not an actual department of the government itself listed as a project. Mm-hmm. So that was how Aquino set it up, so that nobody could request the unredacted information.
Right. Well, and just the level of abuse, you know, the ritual abuse with children, I believe part of this led to having you guys have a new website of the covertheearth.us. So if you could speak a little bit about, you know, we've heard about the Red Shoe Society and about the sole of your shoe, about it touching the land and how it relates to the soul of a person and how we can actually be active people with, you know, fighting with the Lord to go against some of these things. And this is an action that can happen with using oil and to anoint the land. So I'd love for you to share a little bit about that.
Yeah. With that, I've brought out the spiritual truth that the Lord has said that wherever the sole of our feet tread, that he's given us that land is a possession. And we also know, if you go all the way back to Genesis 1 in scripture, the Lord gave man and woman dominion over the earth. So we're to have the authority, the rule over the physical land. What we've had happen is that, you know, we have these fallen angels or spiritual beings that I call demons that have tried to take that authority and dominion of the land through the humans that they work with, who are in this occultic Luciferian satanic system. So the two will work hand in hand and do horrific things to children and other people. And they believe that wherever that child has been, they get those land rights, that domain over the earth. So that's how they run their system, is that they maximize their domain. So what the Lord showed us, and you know, we've been fighting in the heavenlies with this, that we're to take that authority, that dominion back. So we've done the heavenly work where we were bringing that land before the Lord. We were cleansing it. We were pleading the blood of Jesus over it. And now the next step is that people need to physically anoint that land to cleanse it and to reclaim that authority that God's given us over it. So the website was created to track, you know, movement, so people can go on there. We have a video that explains, you know, how do you create anointing oil? How do you use it? How do you go out and anoint things? And then you can go down further and you can put in, please don't put your full address, just put city, state, or country, that, you know, area where you've gone out to anoint. But you can put in where you've been, and it's helping us track all the places that people are anointing.
Yes, I love this. And we'll put this in the show notes. It's covertheearth.us. And it's a beautiful website on there. I actually went on there and I created my oil. I got the olive oil and I put frankincense in it. And I marked on the map for San Diego in California. So that has been checked off the map to have happen. And I'm going to be doing some traveling and I'm going to be taking it with me. And, you know, I just love the idea of being able to do something, right? You know, to be boots on the ground, as you mentioned, to work hand in hand with the Lord, to combat the evil that is happening. I mean, you know, a lot of people like to make this political. It's not necessarily political. There's politics being played, but it's really the fight for the battle you talk about of light and dark. And so I'd love for you to talk a little bit about this end time battle that we're coming in, you know, with like revelations about where we're at in this and where does Israel come into play?
With that, we are, you know, I believe that we're coming very close into that revelations period. And I would say that we've already begun it. Some of the things that we watch for are, what does Revelation say about those end time events? And it literally outlines, you know, I'm a biblical literalist, so I take it for what it says. So as you read through that, I believe that that will be the series and the order in which events happen. So one of the things that, you know, we see happening as we're keeping our eyes on Israel, which is part of that major play in this, is that about 3 years ago, the first red heifer was born. And if people study the Bible, you know, the sacrifices in Israel have been stopped for almost 2,000 years because that Temple Mount has been torn down. So one of the things that's going to happen in the last days is that that Temple Mount is going to be rebuilt. It actually is already built underground. All that needs to, that's left, is for them to finish the above ground, but it's already ready. And they've got the red heifers, which have to be, you know, the first sacrifices, which would consecrate the temple and make it holy to the Lord, were red heifers without any blemish. So the first one was born 3 years ago. She now has had several calves, and those calves were to be sacrificed at about a year old, which this April, the first calf is about a year old. The following April, the other two will be about a year old. So you know, telling us that we're right upon the precipice of these events starting to happen again. Once that sacrifice happens, biblically, we have this time frame of 5 to 7 years, and sometime within that time, the Antichrist will step into the Temple Mount and declare himself God.
And so what can Christians and followers of the Lord do during that time to protect their family, to do the work of the Lord? You know, I know that the Lord directly taught you some protection type things to do. What's your advice to people?
Yeah, prayer and anointing are the biggest ones, I believe. You know, so I'm putting out a new book, The Anointing Overflows, and that's going to have prayers in there that people can pray over themselves and their children to anoint for different things. But otherwise, just devoting yourself in prayer and trusting that God is going to protect you and that, you know, he's going to give you direction in what to do. And we need to come to that place of trusting the Lord where he will guide you and lead you as you pray in what to do. And, you know, I really encourage people to not be fearful or afraid of the things that are to happen. If you really study the scriptures, you know and understand what's supposed to come and what's going to happen. And the Lord's given us the foreknowledge because he wanted us to know and to, you know, be able to trust that he is sovereign in all things. And, you know, we can trust in that no matter how horrific things look. I believe that the more tribulation we're having, the more God is going to display his power and show forth a demonstration of that power.
Yes, I love it. And this is where people need to come together as communities and as faithful people. This is part of, you know, I know you both have been on, you know, different podcasts. You've been really, you know, sharing truths so people can really be prepared for the things that are happening because it can feel so chaotic out in the world, right? And that's not where our trust lies, right? We need to know that there is a plan and that we're living it and that we're in that path. So I know we're going to get into our second part of our series here in a moment, but as we close out here, you know, Jesse, is there anything that you want to leave our listeners with before we move on to Marion?
Yeah, we are working to put together more things that will help families in through these times. So one of our things, we have what we call our SOS Army, Shepherd of the Sheeple through Right on Radio. And that show has been really pivotal. You know, we try to address things and make it very applicable to people. You know, how do you engage with the things that are happening, you know, and keep that your spiritual life intact, the reality of your life intact, and still be moving forward. So, you know, I'd encourage people to watch that show. And then we just launched Right On You, where we have different individuals like Jody LaDolce. We're going to have a whole bunch of other teachers coming on there, and we'll be offering courses that people can take that will give them those applicable tools that they can use through these times. They're all based in the core foundation of stewardship. So, you know, our first one is on financial stewardship, but we're going to be addressing a lot deeper things. One of the ones I'd like to do is on long suffering, which, you know, a lot of people don't want to look at the reality of suffering. They don't want to go through suffering. And, you know, that's something I think that we're going to be facing more and more as events continue to transpire in our world. And I feel that, you know, we need to be disciplined to know how to walk through that road of suffering. So we'll be offering some different things like that, that will really, you know, it's not meant to drag people down. It's not meant to discourage you. It's meant to equip and to prepare and to give you courage and boldness as you go through these different things in life.
So important. And We will be putting in the show note. For those of you who are visually watching this and not listening, I held up earlier, this is one of the t-shirts. I actually sleep in this. It says Illuminate the Darkness. And this is the website as well. So it's illuminatethedarkness.com. And I highly recommend, because I know that some of these topics, like if some of you are driving, I hope you didn't crash. And I hope you took a moment to be like, you need to do some personal investigation. And on this website, you know, Jessie goes into a lot more detail of her experiences growing up, things to look out for. We're going to be talking in our next episode with Miriam about this is on a global level and what's happening in the Netherlands, that this is not just like, you know, one little town in the United States. This is worldwide. This affects every aspect of our life. And it's so important to have that awareness. And, you know, not just because we're telling you about it, and even with Jessie's personal experiences, is that hopefully this opened up for you to look at things in a different way, to be able to research it and just start following your heart, start following, asking God to lead you. What's your part in this? How can you help? There's so many different things that can happen, and it starts with awareness. So definitely trust yourself. Read the word. It's all in there. It's a map for you to help. And until we connect again, I'd like to say, live your spa life. Bye for now.
Your host and spa life curator, Diane Halfman, wants you to know you can download her free guide to start living your spa life right now. Go to dianehalfman.com and click on the link for the 9 secrets to step into your spa life. Now, live your spa life where accomplishment and harmony coexist.